Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
You know, for me, this is an awesome week. We say every week that Charles Rotblat is the guest of the week on Money Life because he's the only one who's here more than once, the only one besides me that you can hear from more than once a week on a regular basis. He's here on Tuesdays with the buy of the week, and on Wednesdays he comes back with the sell of the week. But this is like the ideal Charles Rotblat week for me because at the end of this week, it's the American Association of Individual Investors biannual convention. It's down in Orlando. I'll be speaking there, but more importantly, I'll be listening to smart guys like Charles talk the whole weekend. Now, if you can't make it to Orlando this weekend, and I understand it's short notice, see if you can make it to an AAII meeting in your area in the not-too-distant future. It's a great organization, and who knows, maybe Charles or even me will show up at one of your meetings in the not-too-distant future. It's AAII.com. Charles, of course, editor of AAII Journal. Follow him when he's not here. On Twitter, at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is...
Micron Technology.
Micron Technologies. That is ticker symbol MU, and why are we liking Micron Technologies?
This is a stock we recently added to our Stock Superstars report. That portfolio uses four different strategies. We look at growth, we look at value, we look at growth at a reasonable price, and we look at momentum. And this stock, we actually like it really as a growth and a value stock. We really think in this particular stock that it's undervalued relative to its potential growth prospects. And what's particularly attractive about this stock is it is a cyclical company. And even if you factor in a margin for error for the analysts being wrong, there's still a lot of upside for the stock. A lot of people are familiar with the company as a semiconductor company, but I think if you were to ask people, okay, what kind of chips does it make, then you might get some blank stares. It's really divided into two parts. It makes DRAM, which is about 58% of its revenues, and then it makes what's known as NAND flash, N-A-N-D, flash, which is basically flash memory, solid-state drives, stuff that's really next-generation memory in terms of what our devices are turning into. This company actually recently increased its market share in the DRAM market. It did earlier this year an acquisition of a company, which I'll probably actually mispronounce, but it's Elpida, if I'm saying it correctly, which greatly increased their market share. So the thought is that not only do they now have more market share, they'll also gain some efficiencies as well. And for those reasons, and we do think the company's talking about industry growth, we do think the company's on a cycle right now, part of the cycle where it will see growth over the next several years. So we do see upside for this company at this moment.
This is part of the Stock Superstars report, you said.
Correct.
So that means this is not one of those ones where we're going, oh, look at the great bargain that we're getting right now. So how does that play in? I mean, you've just told a very strong story here where you're talking about DRAM and NAND. And why, especially the solid state stuff, the big future that everybody's talking about right now, et cetera. But are we ignoring value completely here? And we're simply saying, let's buy a good stock because you didn't talk about the things that sometimes come up, like momentum or value.
Well, in this case, we do think you're getting a lot of value in the stock. And we particularly, the group we actually bought the stock in looks for growth at a reasonable price. And that's what we think you get here. When you look at the PEG ratio, which measures current PE versus future long-term earnings growth, it's at 0.5. If the stock was fairly valued relative to its future-looking PEG ratio, it'd be at 1.0. If we look at fiscal 2014 earnings, and I bring this up because this company's fiscal year ends in August, so it's already in its fiscal 2014, the stock's trading at 8.9 times earnings. So by both measures, this stock is trading at low valuations, and I think when you look at these low valuations and if you look at the company's history and you say, okay, well, this company's been cyclical, I think there's a good measure of error priced into the stocks, meaning that analysts could be too optimistic, and you could still look at the stock and say this is still a bargain, even if analysts are wrong about how bright the future will be.
Okay, well, let's talk about the brightness of the future here in terms of what kind of a light are we shining? Because you did talk about how you think there's significant upside. So while we don't give price targets, that's not part of what you do at AAII. What is significant here?
Well, I'll give you the very bullish viewpoint, and then I'll take it back a little bit. The very the very bullish standpoint is the stock has historically traded, well, it doesn't have a historical PE because it has had some years where it's lost money, but the semiconductor industry median is 23.3. If you look at the PEG ratio, again, 0.5, both measures suggest you could actually see the stock double in value and be below those measures or really be somewhat fairly valued. I think that's a little bit optimistic. I would love to say it happens, but I don't want to make an assumption that they will be right. So if you say, okay, let's tone this back and let's assume maybe analysts are a little bit too optimistic about what the future holds, I still think you could see 50% upside over the next 12 months with the possibility of additional upside. And certainly if analysts turn out to be too conservative, we could be looking at much more price appreciation than that. But I'd rather go a little bit more conservative and be a little bit safe.
When you're being conservative, calling for 50% upside, wow, I think that's the biggest potential upside you've ever had is buy of the week.
Yeah, and if we're right in terms of adding the stock, we would have made a really good call. And it is cyclical, and there is a lot of risk. But I think right now, because if there is so much pessimism priced into the stock, even though the share price is trading near a 52-week high, if the company's right about demand and the analysts are right, there is a large amount of upside potentially to be made off of the stock.
Well, it is the buy of the week, Micron Technology. Assuming a 50% upside over the next 12 months, and that's being somewhat conservative and leaving a margin for error. Like I think I'd have to go back and check, but I believe the biggest potential upside we've ever discussed in Buy of the Week. If you want more information, it is AAII.com. Charles, we'll have you back tomorrow for the Sell of the Week, and then I'll see you this weekend. So looking forward to that.
I do as well.
There is much more to go on the November 12th edition of Money Life, so stick around. We got plenty more to go, and you don't want to miss a minute of it. Be right back.